plan to be completed by the end of the summer, or at the end of the construction season, I should say now. Other than that, not a whole lot of other projects have been sold, or not much activity with other projects. Another issue is ending balances. We have in fiscal year 2017 and 18, we have around $4 million for an ending balance, and we are looking for jobs to try to move up in advance into those years. So if you have a project or a phase of a project that you think you could move up, I'd be interested in talking to you about that. I also plan to meet with the statewide CMAC committee tomorrow in Columbus, and from what I understand, there's some CMAC balances, and they may be looking for ways to try to spend that down. Of course, that will be done on a statewide basis. The funding policy subcommittee met on August 24th in Talmadge, and we had a very successful meeting. We're going to recommend some changes, possibly, to the funding policy. And last but not least, next Friday, September 30th, is our project review meeting at ODOT District 4. You do have some projects that you think you want to move up, then we can. That would be a good time to discuss that. And other than that, that's about all I have on the funding front.
Dave, if I could add, just, and I mentioned this at TAC as well, if you look at our big table on 3C, you'll see that especially in 2017 and 18 and 19, we're carrying these positive balances over. It's our desire that they are truly, we want these to be in the negatives and as soon as possible. So even if you're a community that's in 2020 but think you can move up to 2019 or 2019 to move up to 2018, Dave would like to hear about that now, because we would love to start getting those programmed and pushed quicker. I think in the future what we really want to see is almost negative balances across the board, because what we want to do is be in the position to always take more money from the other agencies in the state, and we never want to give it back. So right now we were told that collectively the MPOs are carrying over right now about $45 million. So, you know, we're $4 million of that problem, but there's 18 Ohio MPOs, 17 Ohio MPOs, so we can be part of the solution if we move projects up. And so that's one of the things that I think, especially through when we award projects next time, you'll see us doing more over-programming, more getting projects in the pipeline, because we think it's a lot better if I have to call you and tell you that your project's going to slip a quarter because we have too many projects, versus calling and telling you that we're losing $500,000 because we didn't spend it. And so that's sort of going to be our operation moving forward. So when you're looking at your projects, please consider kind of all, everything and all of what could potentially move up.
Any other questions for Mr. Poulet? Thank you. Item number 4, old business. There is none. Item number 5, new business. Financial resources forecast. Attachment 5A, Amy Prater.
Federal, state, local, and turnpike monies spent in the past. We took this historic data from state agencies and from the turnpike. We subtracted any kind of stimulus or tiger or one-time funding source. And then also for our averages, we assumed that the turnpike money in the future would only be used for turnpike usage. That way it's conservative. If we get more money, we can always amend if we need to, but it's a very conservative estimate because there's no way of predicting, after speaking with us, there was no way of predicting a consistent amount every year to put in that way. So, and then we basically took the totals of once we applied the growth rates and came up with a total funding between now and 2040 and $2016. So for highway, for federal, we had about $2.027 billion. For state, we had about $1.492 billion. For local, we had $1.295 billion. And for turnpike, $0.354, which is a total highway of approximately $5.1 billion. For transit, we had $0.38 billion for federal and state combined. For local, we had $1.806 billion for a total of approximately $2.2 billion in transit. In summary, we combined highway and transit funding together to come up with a total of approximately $7.3 billion between now and 2040 for our 2040 regional transportation plan. Any questions?
No questions for Ms. Prater? Thank you. I need a motion to accept.
So moved.
I have a motion to accept. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed the same? Hearing none, motion carries. Item number six, resolutions. Resolution 2016-11, approving fiscal year 2017 elderly and disabled program project recommendations. TIP Amendment Number 7, Attachment 6A, Mr. Jeff Gardner.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Resolution 2016-11 presents project recommendations for the enhanced mobility of the elderly and disabled program, which is through the Federal Transit Administration. This program provides funding for the public transportation of the elderly and disabled, including transportation to and from jobs and employment support services. Staff received six applications for funding in this cycle. Metro and PARTA applied along with four social service agencies, United Disability Services, EVAN Incorporated, Family and Community Services, and Patty Larva. All six agencies were eligible to submit applications under this program. Six applicants requested $2.9 million in federal funds, with only slightly under $1.1 million being available. The staff scored the applications according to the MS funding policy guidelines. You'll see the scores in the attached table 1 within attachment 6A. Following discussions with the project applicants, the staff is recommending that the policy committee approve the approximately $1.1 million that are available in federal funds through this program to Metro, RTA, PARTA, UDS, and Hattie Warlam to purchase handicapped accessible vehicles and support equipment. Attached to the memo is Resolution 2016-11. This resolution approves the amendment to FY 2017 of the TIP as requested, and TAC is also recommending approval of this resolution. Are there any questions?
Questions for Mr. Gardner? Do I have a motion for pass resolution 2016-11. Mm-hmm. I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed the same? Hearing none, motion carries. Item 6B, resolution 2016-12, approving fiscal year 2016 year end completion report. Attachment 6B, Mr. Gardner.
This memo discusses the staff budget and expenditures for the fiscal year that just ended on June 30th. The purpose of the attached resolution is to approve the fiscal year 2016 year-end completion report so that that we can transmit it to ODOT for their review. We do this annually, and then we meet with ODOT, usually in October, in order to finalize the fiscal year. Within attachment 6B is a financial summary for all of the work elements that were scheduled during the last fiscal year. In summary, the staff budget was approximately $1.6 million, with nearly that amount expended. The remainder, about $203,000, is available for this fiscal year's use through December 31st. A number of significant products and activities were accomplished during the last fiscal year, such as the allocation and management of federal funds, including a new round of funding, the traffic counting program, a high crash location report, participation in the statewide CMAC program, and a round of funding for the Connecting Communities Planning Grant program, along with the inputs to the upcoming 2040 Regional Transportation Plan. All planning work for FY2016 was completed, and expenditures were within the budgeted amounts. The staff recommends approval of Resolution 2016-12. Are there any questions?
Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to pass Resolution 2016-12. I have a motion. Do I have a second? I have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Hearing none, motion carries. Item number 6-3, Resolution 2016-13, approving Amendment Number 8 to the Transportation Improvement Program Fiscal Year 2016 to 2019. To revise the funding to a project. Attachment 6C, Mr. Poulet.
Thank you. This only involves, amendment number 8 only involves one project. This is State Route 91 in Hudson, bid number 93822. What we need to do is move $140,000 from right-of-way to a new engineering phase, also in fiscal year 2017, and also transfer $35,000 from construction into this new phase for a total of $175,000. The new local share will be $75,000. And even though this new phase is recognized as engineering, the work being done is really the environmental component of the right-of-way phase, but they just show it as engineering, but it's really still part of the right-of-way phase. So attached to this memo is Resolution 2016-13. The staff does recommend approval. If there's any questions, I'd be glad to try to answer them.
Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to adopt Resolution 2016-13.
Greener, I move Resolution 2613 to
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a second. I have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Hearing none, motion carries. Item number 7, other business. Formation of 2017 nominating committee. We, we're putting together a nominating committee to nominate the new chair for next year. Anybody interested in serving? I have Ms. Clark.
No. Clark. I nominate you again.
Well, don't we have to put together a committee?
We'll put together a committee, and that can be a recommendation.
Okay.
So I'm South Park.
Yeah.
I was on
the
committee.
Just need two folks.
Yeah.
Bobby and I did speak before the meeting, and we talked a little bit with Curtis too. I wish and desire to stay on for another year, and then Bobby would follow me for a 2-year term afterwards. It seems like 1 year seems very quick, and it gives us a chance to get into our game a little bit. It's almost like a vice president to president, and then we would bring in someone that would be as a new new vice chair. So I am perfectly willing to serve for another year. I enjoyed what I've done so far, and look forward to serving again. So if someone wants to be on the nominating committee, they can make it very, very easy.
Yeah.
I've done it.
Come on now, we're not in church.
Connie
has
been coerced.
Okay. I had Connie, and I think I saw Amy's hand go up too. So there we have the nominating committee. We have Connie Krause from Summit County and Amy Moore from the city of Twinsburg. You're it.
We'll talk.
We'll talk. Alrighty then. Turning the page. Our next regular meeting is Thursday, December 15th at 2016 at 1:30 in the afternoon, right here in this room. Don't forget, we have the AMATS annual meeting coming up. Please come and join us. And that being said, do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed the same? We are adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.